The FBI is warning law enforcement agencies that there is a potential for criminal activity this weekend by supporters of a convicted arsonist who was aligned with the Earth Liberation Front. That group is designated tomorrow as a day of action and solidarity. In the past, federal officials have called the group the number one domestic terrorist threat in this country, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The perpetrators usually work in the dead of night, typically firebombing their targets, real estate developments, timber operations, biotechnology facilities, and SUV dealerships. Stephen Best, a philosophy professor at the University of Texas, El Paso, and a self-described ELF sympathizer, says the activists are trying to stop things, which they see as destroying the natural environment.
The destruction has reached such a pace that we no longer have time, it seems, as a movement of resistance to work through the legal system, to play the bureaucratic game. The situation is an emergency. The earth is in dire crisis.
We are in a war, he continues, a war that will escalate. Since 1997, the FBI has linked environmental and animal rights extremists to nearly 1,000 criminal acts and roughly $100 million in property damage. Many of the targets have been in California or the Pacific Northwest. But arresting and convicting ELF activists is extremely difficult. Authorities say ELF is a very loose affiliation of individuals in small cells. There is no real leadership, and activists in one place don't know or even talk to those in other places. As for the crimes themselves, Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrew Friedman says they are often carefully executed with few clues left behind.
The crimes typically tend to be arsons conducted in unexpected locations at unexpected times. So what you've got is a person, a couple people, maybe three people showing up somewhere in the middle of the night and burning a building and disappearing before you can find them. And given that they're not talking to other people, it's a hard problem to find who has done it on any given occasion.
Professor Mark Soma, who teaches environmental politics and policy at California State University at Fresno, adds that even if authorities catch one perpetrator,
you don't catch anybody else. You can't go from them and leapfrog to other places because there's no organization to trace. You can't send in undercover people. There's nowhere to send them.
But law enforcement officials hope their luck is about to change. One activist who's been on the FBI's most wanted list was recently arrested in Canada. The U.S. is hoping to extradite Michael Scarpetti, also known as Trey Arrow, on charges that he set fires to logging and cement trucks. Another high-profile individual, Allison Watson, is headed for trial this September. The U.S. government charges that in May of 2000, Watson rented a truck that was used by others in two eco-terrorist crimes in Washington state. Andrew Friedman is prosecuting the Watson case.
She testified in front of the grand jury, and the grand jury subsequently concluded that she had committed perjury, made a false statement to the grand jury, and charged her with that crime.
If convicted, she could face several years in prison, but Professor Soma says that may not be the government's primary goal.
I think what they want from Allison Watson is to successfully convict her of perjury and then get her to turn over on everybody else, thinking that she has information that they can get.
Meanwhile, the FBI has recently ramped up its efforts to find those responsible for two highly suspicious and destructive arsons in 2001. The agency is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.